Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were instructed that all Christians are here on earth to be a light to the world. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Peace, and when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
All hell is bad, but it'll be worse for him than is any of his angels, and it'll be worse for it. All his angels and his support any human there. Now, I've gone into a lot of detail because I want you to see that the whole world lieth in wickedness, needing a gospel witness before it's eternally too late. And you're still living, you're still breathing. God has you here as a Christian, as a saved person, to be a light. Our text in verses 1 through 3 showed an all-holy God loves us, and our salvation is by a mercy that was born from His great love and person. So with all this that we've covered here on the doctrine of Satan, the sinfulness of man, think of Acts 3:19, where he says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord." Or think of 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, when it has that, oh, that so corrupt, terrible list of sins that those people at the Church of Corinth had committed prior to their salvation. And he says, such were some of you. See, our conversion is from being separated from God in our hearts and mind, sinners, to being new creatures in Christ, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 points out. You know, the past tense of Titus 3 and verse 5 is used on the word saved. Let's look at that verse again. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Goes. Now, I want to go more into this the next time. I'm going to cut off right here, though, because I want you to see what Christ has done for us. And He did it because He loves us. The Father loved us. Christ loved us. Even in His high priestly prayer as a man, He said that they may see that I am a Father of one. He wanted us, He loved us so much, He wanted us to be a part with Him, the holy angels, His Father. My friend, you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. God loves you. You heard me say during this last several days, Nels, just here, look at this doctrine of Satan, which was important to see so that we might see the mercy and great grace of God. And you either belong to Satan or you belong to Christ. I've used the illustration before. A young man has two girls to choose between. Oh, there's that pretty one. Everybody thinks it's great. Oh, boy, does that appeal to the pride. And there's this one other one. May not be as pretty as that one, but it's kind of mother you want for your children. It is the person who will stick with you in the hard times and the bad times. Our Lord said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, and He won't. But you must belong to Him. God, who cannot lie, gave us His word. He said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But if you fail to call on Him, now calling on Him is just like giving your word in a wedding. You're going to walk out of that wedding ceremony with that young lady or with that young man, having given your word. If your word doesn't mean anything there in a wedding ceremony that you're so willing to break it, how can God trust your word that you'd give Him your heart and life? Yet God will save you. Realize that you're a sinner, that you don't deserve salvation. I've often told people that my wife is so pretty and still pretty. I didn't deserve her. I didn't deserve a girl that pretty. But you know what's better? She's a good person. Today she told me while I'm recording this, she had told me today when I met her at lunch how she had led a lady to the Lord at a store where she was shopping. Lady just cried and received Christ as her Savior right there in the store. And I've seen her weep for our children, for our grandchildren. See, I want to be the person that loves my wife like Christ loves the church. And I want my wife to love me like He wants the church to love Him. But you know what? That is a work relationship. First, you got to admit, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve to be going to heaven, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, He's Lord. He is God. But He's also Jesus, speaking of His humanity. He is God come in the flesh. And He came with a purpose. And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, believing that He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Believing that He rose victorious over hell and the grave, for He has the keys of hell and of death. Revelation tells us, chapter 1, verse 18. And believing He did that for you, because He loves you. He says, for with the heart, Romans 10:10, man believeth unto righteousness. It's not that, oh, you believe so hard, now you're righteous. No. You believe in the righteousness of Christ. And because of His total holiness and purity, and who will not lie, who's altogether righteous. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that His righteousness will make you accepted in Him in heaven. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see what he's saying there? You admit, you're confessing, I'm a sinner, I need to be saved, and believing in your heart in His righteousness, you're calling upon Him to save you, just like if you're calling on Him to, maybe that person, a young person, call on the other person, please marry me. And you're calling and say, yes, as a bride would say, I want to marry you, I will be yours forever. And you decide, I'm going to be the Lord's forever. God's will, God's way, God's timing, all for Jesus, I surrender. So he said that if you'd call upon him, he'd save your soul. Will you give him your heart and life right now? Would you like to spend eternity in heaven instead of hell? Would you like to be the one that leads your children and grandchildren to heaven through giving them the gospel of Christ? You'd like to be that person today who knows Christ as his Savior? Then pray this prayer that I'm going to pray right now. Now, the prayer that I'd pray would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer to receive Christ as your Savior. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave to secure my salvation. Therefore, I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that and you really meant it, would you write us and let us know? We want to be able to help you. We've got things that we can recommend to you. If you don't have a church home, we will try to find one in your area where it would be a good church home for you. We want to help you. We want you to know Christ. We want you to walk with him. We want you to serve him. We want him to be your Lord of your life. And so, entering into a relationship with him, the Bible says, again, Romans 10 that I was quoting there at the end, for whosoever believes shall not be ashamed. You're not ashamed of Jesus. Be willing to confess it to people as myself that you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Our announcer will give you our address at the end of the broadcast here, but if you don't get that address, he'll also give you our web address, and you can email us through the web. We want to hear. We want to know that you received Christ. We also would like to know that, as a Christian, their broadcast has helped you, and you're growing as a result. It's helping you in your study. Then write us. I just had a lady write a letter. Say, I didn't know the word potentate meant absolute ruler. Now, she could see why you don't call him a pope. You call him just another man, because Jesus Christ is the only potentate. He's the only absolute ruler. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, who's coming again. Well, thank you for listening today for the Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.